Quinn, I think this was the first time you ended the game with Trey and Boris instead mm-hmm. of Rudy. Did that have anything to do with the thrown mouthpiece, or if not, what was the
no.
thinking there?
Okay. No. Rudy wasn't playing good, and we had that lineup in, and those guys brought us back. And Rudy knows that. Rudy was the first one cheering for him. So, no. We just that group that was playing at the end was playing the best basketball. So we went with them, and you know, we didn't have what it took down the stretch.
Yeah, let's talk about defense. It seemed like the defense was not very good the first half and maybe for the whole game. What was your opinion of how you guys played defensively?
Well, it was poor in the first quarter. It was porous, to say the least. And then it improved. And then we struggled to defensive rebound, long rebounds, bouncing around, 50-50 balls that, you know, we got to go after and secure, you know. But when you start the game, you know, as poorly defensively as we did, there's a lot of pressure, you know, on your team. And you expend a lot of energy. And unfortunately, that was the case. We haven't been that. We've been pretty good early in the game, or at least bounced back quicker than we did. And it was, you know, we discussed it, and we knew this would be a game that would be tough to generate energy, and we weren't able to do it early, and kind of found it as the game went on, but we couldn't get that first quarterback.
How big of a concern is Faber's knee at this point? Is this a situation where he might need to be shut down for an extended period?
It's I'm not sure. You know, I think we'll have to talk to our medical people, and they've continued to monitor that and assess it. Obviously, you know, he was in a position tonight where he couldn't go anymore, and that's you know, we want to make sure that we're not doing anything to provoke or irritate the, you know, his knee. But at the same time, he's been able to play as well. So it's just something we got to continue to monitor and be aware of.
I think all four quarters, at the end of each quarter, you guys lost a few points. Do you feel like anything's happening at the end of quarters in terms of I don't even know, but something that is there any reason you guys are
I'd have
losing
to look
those
at
leads?
The tape, Andy. Okay. You know, I don't. You know, you of all people on the numbers side should know that four quarters in the course of the game. I'll have to look at it. If there's something going on at the end of the quarters, we'll discuss it. But I don't think there's. You know, I don't think our players have an aversion to the end of the quarter. I don't think that tactically we're doing anything wrong at the end of the quarter. If I remember right, we had like a wide open three. So, I mean, I guess I could say we need to make more shots at the end of the quarter. But, you know, to me, I'm more concerned about the fourth quarter and the defensive rebounds than the end of any given quarter. We talk about two for ones. And anyway, I'll look at the tape.
Quinn, you probably don't want to answer this question right now, but Gordon Hayward had a rough go tonight, but mm-hmm. he's been playing really, really well. Can you address what he's bringing to your team right now?
Well, it's probably a good time to talk about it, actually, because we're all human, and he didn't make his jump shot tonight, but he's been, you know, our heart and soul. You know, when he and George, you know, when he wasn't playing, George Hill provided that. And I can't say enough about what Gordon's been doing. You know, again, he takes losses unbelievably hard. He'll be upset with himself because he didn't make a shot, but he's been terrific. And he's been doing it in every way. He's been doing it on the boards. He's been doing it shooting. He's been doing it driving. And, you know, he's becoming a special player. And so, you know, he's not entirely healthy either. You know, you saw that tonight where his hand got hit and he had to step out. So, I mean, that's our challenge right now, whether it's Derek or Gordon or, you know, Boris or whomever. We just got to be able to play through some adversity right now, and Gordon's been able to do that better than anybody.
Real quick, is he an all-star caliber player?
I think he is. I mean, I feel like that he's of that ilk, you know, and he obviously, you know, I don't want to put him in a difficult position, but when I look at him and what he's doing on the court, you know, there's a lot of games to be played, but that's the way I perceive him. You know, I look at him and think we've got a player that's on that level. No question in my mind.
Coach, every time that you guys took a lead or tied outside of the game. You guys could not get a defensive stop on that very next possession. How important was that to the outcome?
I think that was the nuts and bolts of the game. And, you know, there were times we got a stop and couldn't secure the ball. And that makes it even more difficult because you expend a lot of energy, you know, trying to get something done. And then, you know, they give them credit. They were those 50-50 balls and defensive boards. They were going after them. And we need to get more from our perimeter. You know, we need the guys to come in and defensive rebound over the top and make it a collective effort where it's not any one guy. But I didn't think we were as physical as we needed to be to close possessions. I mean, that to me is the essence of the game. You know, after us, I think playing, there was a lot of issues early on. We just had breakdown after breakdown. But as the game progressed, you know, I thought we settled in. We just didn't defensive rebound.